things that are proprietary software. On one occasion, the sheriff took action to have another vendor come in, actually from Wisconsin, that had similar software in place or hardware. And when he inspected our facility, and I'll let the sheriff answer any questions you might have for him on that, I'm just giving you the basic details. He discovered that indeed Argyle does have certified proprietary rights to this, to work on this, and no one else does, and it would be a violation if we allowed another vendor to come in. So they have been declared sole source. They have submitted a quote for the repairs of this intercom system, which is borderline, if not over the line, on an emergency need to get repaired. But from the standpoint of the purchasing department, this particular purchase would be 100% sanctioned and covered by the current contract that we have in place with Argyle, and any details of that contract I would suggest could be discussed in the executive session if you have specifics on the contract itself, and I have copies of those. Now I'll turn it over to the sheriff for him to highlight anything in addition to my comments.
Well, this, we've asked for possibly an executive session on this because it does get into the security issues of the contract or of the jail system. Once you get, if you're needing to discuss what the issues are with needing the replacement of this.
The issues that are, and if I say something, you stop me if I'm getting into that. The issues that are, has Argyle responded to when we've had an issue that needed to be fixed? Has Argyle promptly responded and fixed it?
Argyle has responded. They're very slow to respond.
When we say slow, a day, a two, a week, a month, 2 months?
Weeks. Normally, is that what you've experienced, Scott?
Yes, roughly 12 weeks on this.
12 weeks.
We've been working on this for a while.
Mm-hmm. And the reason.
Let me get to the point that you're hit. Are we happy with them?
Yes.
No.
Thank you. That's what I need.
Is there any option? No. Without spending hundreds of thousands of dollars to replace the entire security system.
So this. Again, stop me if I'm, because I don't know how. This is strictly for intercom system.
Yes.
And there's no way to bypass the existing and put in a new that wouldn't be, and you can still do via voice over IP.
That's what we're going to.
But does it have to tie, why does it have to tie into their?
That, it's all part of the security system.
And why and how?
I can discuss that in open if you want me to.
I think for the sake of the safety of the inmates and the jail personnel, this probably should be discussed in closed session. I mean, there's bad guys out there that are listening to us.
There's only like four people listening, side to Alphany, but.
Because I will, in order to tell you how it all intertwines, I will have to go into explaining the operations of the entire system.
Do you guys care? I mean, I'd like to get more in depth to find out why we're.
And then I think you should.
Okay. Move to go into executive session pursuant to 610.021 subsection 18 for security.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.